Abstox alerts users of data breach, says funds and securities remain safe. Microsoft said to be in talks to buy AI firm Nuance Communications for about US$16 billion. Google Photos for desktop web gets Google Lens functionality. Clubhouse data of 1.3 million users reportedly being sold online. Company refutes claims of breach. Alibaba says does not expect material impact from US$2.75 billion antitrust fine. Samsung Galaxy Quantum 2 aka Galaxy A82 5G live images surface online ahead of expected April 23rd launch. Abstox has alerted customers of a security breach that included contact data and KYC details of customers. The retail broking firm assured users that their funds and securities remain safe. The development comes close on the heels of reports of data breaches at organizations like Facebook, LinkedIn, and MobiQuick. On receipt of emails claiming unauthorized access into our database, we have appointed a leading international cybersecurity firm to investigate possibilities of breach of some KYC data stored in third-party data warehouse systems. This morning, hackers put up a sample of our data on the dark web, a company spokesperson said in an email statement. Microsoft is in advanced talks to buy artificial intelligence and speech technology company Nuance Communications at about US$16 billion, which is roughly ₹1,20,000 crores, according to a source familiar with the matter. The price being discussed could value Nuance at about US$56, which is roughly ₹4,200 a share, the source said, adding that an agreement could be announced as soon as on Monday. Bloomberg News, which first reported the deal between Nuance and Microsoft, said talks are ongoing and the discussions could still fall apart. Burlington Mashuwitz, US-based Nuance, whose voice recognition technology helped launch Apple's assistant Siri, makes software for sectors ranging from healthcare to the automotive industries. Google Lens is now available for Google Photos on desktop web browsers. Google will be able to identify text through optical character recognition. The process of identifying text through Google Lens retains the same animation of pulsating dots all over the image. Last month, Google had integrated the Lens function into the Google Photos app on Android to scan saved images. Also, Google has recently adopted a new logo for its Lens app that symbolizes its camera function better than before. The new feature was first spotted by 9to5 Google and was independently verified by Gadget360. When users open an image with a body of text on it, Google will show the option copy text from image appearing on the left of the previously available options of share, edit, zoom, and other controls. Clubhouse is the latest social media platform to have been subjected to mass data scrapping, as data of over 1.3 million users are now reportedly being sold online. This comes after LinkedIn saw a similar data leak of over two-thirds of its subscribers and Facebook seeing over 533 million users' personal data being sold online. In the case of Clubhouse, personal details like user ID, name, photo, URL, username, Twitter handle have reportedly been scrapped. Clubhouse says that the platform hasn't been hacked or breached, but the data set sold online is all information that is available to the public and can be accessed via the app. China's Alibaba does not expect any material impact from changes to its exclusivity arrangements with merchants, CEO Daniel Zhang said on Monday after regulators fined the e-commerce giant a record US$2.75 billion, which is roughly ₹20,640 crores, for abusing its market dominance. Shares in Alibaba Group rose as much as 9% in Hong Kong trade as a key source of uncertainty for the company was removed, and on relief, the fine and steps ordered were not more onerous. Alibaba has come under intense scrutiny since billionaire founder Jack Ma's public criticism of the Chinese regulatory system in October. Samsung Galaxy Quantum 2 aka Galaxy A82 5G has surfaced online once again, this time in the form of live images. A tipster shared on Chinese microblogging website Weibo the front and back panel images of what is claimed to be the upcoming Samsung Galaxy Quantum 2. The phone can be seen with a black back panel that houses three cameras on it. The phone's black color option has appeared on the leaked images, and there will presumably be other color options as well. The Galaxy Quantum 2 aka Galaxy A82 5G has been in the news for some time now, and the phone is touted to be a successor to the Samsung Galaxy A80 that was released in April 2019.